From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Package bomb explosions in Rome have left two embassy employees injured. Italian authorities looking into the twin bombings at the Swiss and Chilean embassies amid reports an anarchist group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli is in Rome and says the bombings have prompted heightened security and a higher state of alert throughout the country.
The foreign minister, Michael Frattini, warned that all embassies should be taking particular precautions. This is, of course, also the Christmas season. There are a lot more packages coming, also in embassies. And so, obviously, they're going to be very intense, much more intense security at post offices, at all mailing depots, and, of course, at all these embassies.
NPR's Sylvia Pagioli, anarchists were blamed by authorities last week for bloody clashes between protesters and police in Rome that marred otherwise peaceful demonstrations by students. The Federal Bureau of Investigation releasing its files on two prominent deceased Americans, the late Yankees owner George Steinbrenner and late NPR journalist Daniel Shore. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more.
George Steinbrenner's file focuses on the investigation that led to his eventual guilty plea for making illegal contributions to President Richard Nixon's campaign. Daniel Shore's file mainly centers on an investigation by the Nixon administration. In the file, you can see the administration's attempt to cover up its investigation of Shore by indicating it was doing a background check for a job. Here's the late Daniel Shore describing to NPR's Robert Siegel his interaction with Richard Nixon many years later.
I walk up to him and said, "Mr. Nixon, I'm not sure you'll remember me." And he put his hand on my shoulder. "Dan Shore, damn near hired you once."
Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
With just a little more than a day left before the Christmas holiday, shoppers jamming a honey-baked ham store in Raleigh, North Carolina today. Things were so busy, a cop had to direct traffic. Bruce Gray is from Wendell, North Carolina, and was picking up a ham, turkey, and some side dishes for Christmas dinner.
It's easy. It's easy to fix, easy to put out. That way you're not spending so much time preparing food, but enjoying family and then just have the food out.
With Christmas falling on a Saturday this year, many shoppers will be out tomorrow. One retail analyst dubbing the last full shopping day before the holiday, Fantastic Friday. Kathy Granis is a spokesperson with the National Retail Federation.
Maybe not the total equivalent of Black Friday, but definitely up there in terms of the busiest day of the season.
National Retail Federation is expecting a busy holiday shopping season this year, projecting a 3.3% rise in holiday sales to a total of $451.5 billion. Mixed close for Wall Street today on the final session of a holiday-shortened trading week. Stocks moving in a fairly narrow range. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 14 points to end the session at 11,573. The NASDAQ was down 5 points to close at 2,665. The Standard & Poor's 500 closed down 2 points today. You're listening to NPR. Officials in rain-soaked Southern California say the body of a woman whose car was swept off a road near Canyon Lake has now been recovered. Meanwhile, dozens of other people had to be rescued yesterday, and more than 30 homes were evacuated when water surged through a gated community in Orange County. While the rain has eased, officials are still warning about possible mudslides and contaminated waterways from a series of storms earlier in the week. Lawmakers are headed back to their home states for the holidays, and now that the 1111th Congress has adjourned, as NPR's David Wellner reports, it ended in a lame duck session that many consider the most productive ever.
Both Democrats and Republicans scored victories in the lame duck session. Republicans managed to get expiring Bush-era tax cuts extended for the highest income levels, while Democrats renewed long-term unemployment benefits. Republicans blocked a huge spending package and replaced it with a 10-week stopgap measure. And Democrats pushed through ratification of an arms control treaty with Russia and the repeal of a ban on openly gay service members. Minutes before Congress adjourned last night, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid spoke on the Senate floor.
I'm very proud of the work this Congress did. I sincerely hope that despite a divided Capitol, the 112th Congress will surpass only its records for significant legislation and not those for endless stalemates.
2 weeks from now, Republicans take over the House and 5 more seats in the Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Crude oil futures prices moved above the $91 a barrel mark today, what has been going ongoing trend of increases in oil prices. Crude oil futures were up just over $1 a barrel to end the session at $91.51 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.